in heaven, we see a throne, and before the throne where God sits on the throne, there's a crystal sea. It's like glass. It's a very calm, no ripple on that crystal sea, and it's made of crystal, and it's a sea of glass. And that reminds us that God is not in heaven this morning biting his fingernails. God's not in heaven all worried about what's going to happen in the world and watching world events and wondering what's going to happen. No, he has it all under his control, and he knows how it's all going to work out. I had a discouragement yesterday from our bus mechanic who told me that our bus, Brother Matthew's route bus, is dead. The engine is dead. And how that hit me after all I was lifted up and encouraged, boom, to be brought down with that word. And thank God that we have a good mechanic, though, and he is he's going to help with that. But at any rate, that was discouraging. And my wife, when I called her up and told her that as I finished bus ministry, she reminded me of Brother Hiles when they had demolished the wrong building. They were supposed to do a demolition at First Baptist Church, and they demolished the wrong building. And it blew up. And she said, you know, Brother Hiles went back to the church after that happened, and he's saying, everything is all right in my Father's house, in my Father's house, where there's joy, joy, joy. And so, you know, as we read the Bible and as we read the book of Revelation, this is not a fairy tale. It's telling us what's going to happen. And I believe the reason why the Lord tells us about the rise of the future Führer is so that when he rises to power, we can also remember his fall is coming. And our rising is coming. And so that these things that are predicted in Scripture, and many things I've preached upon in prophecy have unfolded over many, many years, and they're more and more coming to pass, and it just confirms that the Word of God is true. And I believe that's what's going to happen if you know what the Scripture says. As these things in the Revelation, listen to me, begin to unfold, you're not going to be biting your fingernails. You're not going to be like, ah, all shook up. No, your faith is going to be focused on the rise and fall of the future Führer. But if you are not properly taught the Word of God concerning the second coming of Jesus Christ and what's going to happen, then your faith is going to be overthrown, and it's not going to be good for you. And so I want to look this morning at a message called Focus Your Faith on the Rise and Fall of the Future Führer. And I would like you to, first of all, look with me at Revelation 17. We're just going to read verses 1 and 2 to get started this morning in your King James Bible. Please take it and look at 1 and 2. It says, and there came one of the seven angels, which had seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. Now, we're talking this morning about focusing your faith on the rise and fall of the future Führer. But I want to say the first thing is you can do this by your focus on the rise and fall of Satan's city. In verses 1 and 2 in Revelation, it's talking about a city that is a satanic city. And this city literally rules the world through greed. This city rules the world through money. And it's called a whore. A whore will sell out what should only be for one man, and that's her husband. The most precious thing she has, she'll sell it out for what? Money. And this city will sell out on God, will sell out on the things of God to make people rich, and people will get involved with what is going on in this city to make a lot of money to get rich, because that is the thing they want more than anything else. And so we can see that you need to focus your faith on the rise and fall of Satan's city. And that city will rule the entire world. The whole world will be ruled over through the religion of that city in the end times. And in the book of Revelation, it talks about the rise and fall of it. Now, 2,000 years ago, the Apostle Paul wrote, "For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who letteth or hindereth will let until he be taken out of the war." 2 Thessalonians 2:7. In other words, Satan's plan has always been to rule the world through this city. He wants to use this city. It's his city. It's a literal city. And he wants to use this city to rule the world, but God has been hindering it. In Paul's day, 2,000 years ago, God hindered it through the angel Michael, who is the prince over Israel, Daniel 12. He is the hinderer, Revelation 12. He is hindering, listen to me, Satan's desire to rule this world through one city, and Satan wants to use this city through which to administer his rule over the earth. And Charles Dickens wrote a book years ago in the 19th century, the 1800s, and it was called The Tale of Two Cities. The Tale of Two Cities. And he spoke about the best of times, and it was the worst of times at the beginning of that book. What do you mean by that? He was referring to the city of Paris, France. And in Paris, it was the worst of times, because he was talking about the French Revolution, and people were killing everybody. And it was a crazy mob rule democracy revolution that had no basis in God. And it was horrible. And it was the worst of times in Paris. But on the other hand, in London, England, which was influenced at that time by Christianity, Christian principle, it was the best of times. And so he was talking about Paris, the worst of times, London, the best of times. Now, there are two cities in the Bible. One is Satan's city. It was Satan's city at the beginning. In other words, after God destroyed the world with a flood, it talks about that in Genesis, and then in Genesis 11, the world tried to get together, the whole world, instead of scattering out and creating nations with different borders and so forth and cultures. They all wanted to stay in one place. Do you know, if people get together and they all are united, they're going to do bad. And the United Nations is not a good organization. It's an evil organization. Why? Because it doesn't have Jesus Christ at the center. And it's a bad thing. And so all these people got together in one place. What was the city? It was the city of Babylon, which is today in the Middle East, right near where American troops are fighting over there right now in that area of Babylon, Iraq. One of our Gold Star parents, their son was there in that area when five guys left this world in a Bradley fighting vehicle in Armadi, Iraq, right near the city of Babylon. This city of Babylon is a city that we could call Satan's city. And it was how he had planned to rule the world. And they all got together and they were going to build this tower to reaching heaven. And they were in communication with fallen angels again, and they were getting technology through that, and all kinds of things. You know, we talk about aliens and all of this today, and UFOs, and I believe that this is opening us up to man and Satan being together. together. I believe the final world government will be centered in Babylon, that same city, and it will involve technology from devils and all kinds of things that will allow people to have a one world government, a one world economy, and it will be the most wicked thing you can ever imagine. And what did God do to destroy it? Well, God said, I've got to judge this city. If I let them get together here in the book of Genesis, this was about 4,500 years ago approximately, if I let them get together, nothing will be impossible to man. And I've got to stop this because it's not yet time for man to be able to do these things with the help of Satan and his fallen angels. And so what did God do? You know the judgment that God did. He created languages. And some guy said, pass the mortar to make the bricks. And another guy said another language. And they couldn't understand each other. And they gave it up. And God scattered them. And they went to the four corners of the earth. And God wants different languages. He wants different borders. He wants different cultures. Why? Because he doesn't want a one world government, a one world religion, while Satan is in control. Because, see, Satan is now the god of this world. When Jesus comes back, yeah, that's all right, but not yet. And he wasn't ready for that. And so here we have the tale of two cities. You need to focus on the rise and fall here of Satan's city. And it is the city of Babylon. You say, what is God's city? It's the city of Jerusalem. The Bible says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's where God is going to reign. And he's going to reign over this world through his man, his future leader. And that man is a Jew. He's descended from the tribe of Judah, from the family of David. His name is Yeshua HaMashiach, and Jesus the Christ, and he's going to reign from Mount Zion. Satan hates Zionism. He hates it that the ruler of this world is going to rule and have his throne on top of Mount Zion. He does not want Jesus. By the way, he doesn't want Jesus on the throne of your heart either. He doesn't want Jesus to be at the center of your life. Before Jesus was the center of my life, my studies made no sense to me. School made no sense to me. Life made no sense to me. But when I believed on the Lord Jesus, who took our sin on the cross and paid for them and was buried and rose again, when I believed upon the Lord, he came in and sat on the throne of my heart. What a difference that made in my life. Now everything made sense. And when Jesus comes back, he's going to sit on the throne of Zion in the city of Jerusalem, Israel, and he's going to rule over the world. And listen to me today. Satan is fighting that. He is against that. He wants to raise up his city, and we read about that city being raised up here in Revelation 17, and it's called a whore in God's sight because it will sell out the God of the Bible and the truth of God for money to become very, very wealthy. Now, I want you to look with me at Revelation 17. We looked at verses 1 and 2. Look now at verse 5 and 6. I'll read it. You follow. It says, and I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and ten horns. Now, what this mystery means is not something you can't understand. A mystery is something God knows and he reveals to you. It's a secret that God knows, but through the apostles and prophets that wrote the Bible, he'll make it known to you. And so what does he make known to us? That this city, which is going to rule the entire world in the future, right now it's not doing that. I could talk to you about Babylon, and right now there are plans to rebuild the city of Babylon. You can see what's going on in Iran right now, the Persian Gulf. How many of you know about the Strait of Hormuz and the oil there? Yeah, and they're looking for other ways to get oil to Europe and to the world, and one of the ways has to do with ancient Babylon. And that's going to become the trade center of the world. That's going to become the wealthiest city in the world. That's going to become the Wall Street of the world. And that is Satan's plan, and God is eventually going to let it happen. And I believe right now it's getting ready to happen, and this is what the Bible's talking about. This is a mystery. And when this city comes to the apex of its power, it's going to control every bit of buying and selling on planet Earth that would be legal under the government of that time, the one world government. And you will not be able to buy or sell without it. There's something right now that the banks are trying to push upon the world. And in some places in the world, it's already happening. It's called central bank digital currency, CBDC. How many have heard of central bank digital currency? Yeah. And when that comes into play and it becomes legal, thank God Trump is against it and he's said he's not for it, and the United States hasn't done it yet, but moves are being made all over the world. When that happens, all of the money will be controlled electronically. And the money will be controlled electronically. And if you do not do what the government at that time wants you to do, your money you won't be able to access it. And there'll be no cards during that time. The way you'll access, how many of you have had problem remembering passcodes, passwords? And I got a whole page with just passwords written down. I get so confused. And then you won't need it, because there'll be a mark on your hand or on your forehead that will be the password that will control everything. And all they have to do is run a scanner over that, and the money makes the purchase for you, and you won't have to worry about a password. Everything will be taken care of for you. But in this time, to get that mark, you're going to have to go along with what is required of you. And this city will rule over it. Well, it will be that Christians will not be able to do it. And many Orthodox Jewish people will not be able to do it. And so they will be martyred. They will be killed. It'll be by beheading. And that is what is coming to a world near you. That's going to be centered in the city of Babylon. And this mystery of iniquity has been at work for a long time. Satan has had a goal to have this kind of central bank digital currency controlling the whole world by the year 2030. And I believe what's happening in the United States has pushed back that timeline, and we need to keep praying about that as we come to the end of Donald Trump's term. We need to be praying about that, because that is Satan's plan. He wants this city to be raised up, and when Babylon comes into full power and full wealth, that means that people are going to die that will not be able to participate in that system, because it's called a great whore. It goes against God for money. It goes against the Bible for money. It worships idols for money. And you say, well, what will be the religion of that city of Babylon at that time? What will be the religion? The Bible says what it'll be. It'll be the worship of a man. A man will be worshipped as God. And what's that called? Secular humanism. And so from Babylon came all the false religions of the world. People say, all the false religions came from Babylon. That's true. And the false religion that's going to win out is humanism, secular humanism. And Islam will go into that. Judaism will go into that. Christianity will go into that. Everybody will worship this man as God, because if you don't, do that, then you don't get to buy or sell legally. You don't get to use all that wealth. And it's going to be a very wealthy time because it's going to be communism. And you hear Donald Trump speaking about communism, and America's not communistic. And communism always eventually results in poverty because you're using other people's money, and people get sick of that after a while. And so that's the way it's going to be. It's going to be a communist system. And it will be centered in the city of Babylon. And those that believe the Bible and believe the truth of God, they're not going to go along with it. And so you need to focus your faith on the rise and fall of the city of Babylon. And be watching for that. And know when it rises. And know when it comes to power, you don't have to worry. You don't have to bite your finger. You don't have to go along with it because it's going to fall. It's going to fall. You say, how long is it going to take to fall? One day. One day. And it will fall. And I believe that the Bible would have you to focus your faith upon that and focus your faith upon the Lord, because he's never going to rise and fall. Amen. He's going to rise and stay and remain, and he doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And number two, not only by focusing your faith on the rise and fall of Satan's city, but by focusing on the rise of the future Führer. And I'd like to look at that today in Revelation. Let's look at verse 7, first of all, Revelation 17 and verse number 7. We're looking at the rise and fall of the future Führer. Here's what it says in verse 7. And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman. That's the city of Babylon. That's going to rise and fall. And of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and ten horns. Now, this beast that carries this city will be a man, and it will also be an empire, a government. It will be a one world government that will be centered in the city of Babylon, and it will carry the beast, and the beast will ride upon that government and ride to power upon that city that has that wealth and that power over people through controlling their banks, through controlling their finances. And these people have that kind of money that they will issue, like we have Federal Reserve notes today. And ever since the Federal Reserve came, people can get a lot of money, and then it can all be taken away whenever they want to crash the economy. They have the power to do that. Well, the beast is going to go along with that man and his one world government. And it's going to be a government with 10 horns. That means the whole world will be divided up into 10 unions of nations. And each union will have one head over it. And the beast will be the head of that final government, the future Führer. He's going to rise to power and be over that government. And that's what it's talking about there in verse number 7. Now, keep in mind that this beast, this one world government that's coming, if you look at the history of it, it has seven heads. And the future of it will be 10 horns. So seven heads are seven empires with a particular leader that wanted to get rid of the Jews and wanted to get rid of Israel. And that's called antisemitism. You say, why do people hate Israel so much? Why do people just always speak against Zionism and Israel? You know, some people, whenever they speak, it's always got to be not Trump derangement syndrome, but Israel derangement syndrome. They want to, how many heard Mondami wants to arrest the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu? When he gets to New York City, you see, these people, when they speak, it's the devil. it's the devil speaking through them. They come like they're great benefactors. I'm going to give you free everything, Mondami says. I'm going to give you everything free, New Yorkers. Well, that's not going to work. Communism, you look at communism in Cuba, you look at it all through the history, it does not do that. And young people are snickering for that. That's called a breaking of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not steal. We're supposed to be able to have the ability to make our own money and give it freely and not be stolen from, to give it to somebody. And that's not how you do it, you see. You give it freely if you want to give something, like I just gave Cody a present. Nobody twists my arm to do it. I'm saying that's what God wants. He wants you to have private property. He wants you to be able to make your own decisions, and people can't tell you what to do with your money. But Mondami wants to be the guy, and that's why communism always leads to despotism. It always leads to dictatorship, because they have to enforce that by what? Killing people, by government sword, by the power of God. And that's where this thing is going, you see. Because if you don't go along with this government, you will be beheaded. You will be killed. And that's what is coming, you see. It's a communist system. And the government fascistly runs the industry without taking over the industry. They let you have your industry, but you got to play by their rules. And so the Bible says here that is what is coming, and it has had 10 horns. I'm sorry, not 10 horns. It has had 7 heads in the past. And what are those 7 heads? Well, number one, you have an empire that was raised up by Satan, and then a leader that was raised up by Satan, the first head that wanted to get rid of Jews and get rid of Israelites. And that nation was Egypt. And the head of that empire was the Pharaoh of Egypt. And remember, he wanted to kill all the Jewish baby boys. And he tried to kill them, but he couldn't do it. God wouldn't allow it, you see. And that is Satan, because he knows that when the Jewish people accept their Messiah, that the kingdom of God will come to the earth and Jesus will reign from Zion in Israel. And Satan doesn't want that. And so that is the first head. And then Egypt was the first head. The second one was the nation of Assyria. Assyria, they wanted to take Israel captive. And so they got them into idolatry. And the 10 tribes were taken captive by a guy named Sennacherib. And the Assyrian leader took over Israel in AD 722. And that was the second head that tried to destroy Israel. The third one was the country of Babylon, the Empire of Babylon under Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar tried to make that golden image and have everybody worship him, and he wanted to rule the world. And remember the Jews that wouldn't bow down to him? They were thrown into that fiery furnace. And that speaks of a man trying to be as God and ruling and trying to destroy anybody that goes against it, and that didn't work. That was Babylon. God took Babylon out of power, and then the Medo-Persian Empire took over, and there was a great leader of the Medo-Persian Empire who was a wicked man. He had a lot of money. His name was Haman, and he got the leader of the empire to have one day where you could just kill Jews. You could just cut their heads off and kill Jews, and he wanted to destroy the Jews. His name was Haman, and that was under Satan. So you see, Satan wants to kill Jews because he knows that when the Jewish people accept Jesus, that Jesus will come and reign over the world. And Satan doesn't want that. And so he is fighting against it. And so this Persian Empire, there was Egypt, there was Babylon, there was Persia the third, and then there was a fourth empire, and that empire took over under Alexander the Great. It was a Western Empire, a Grecian Empire, took over the world. And Alexander the Great wasn't an enemy of Israel, but when he died at 30 years of age, he died at 30 years of age. He was drunken, partying, and he died. He had 4 generals took over, and one of those guys ruled over what's called the Syrian Empire under Greece. And that empire persecuted the Jews. And in Israel, he set up in the Holy of Holies, in the temple, a statue of Jupiter. And he then had them worship that statue as God. And then he had the priests offer a pig on the altar that was only for God, and a pig was forbidden on the altar of God. He had them do that, and he desecrated that temple. And you see, he caused a great abomination that pictures what's going to happen in the future when we get to this one world government that we're talking about. And that was the next empire. That was the Grecian Empire. So you had Egypt, you had Assyria, you had Babylon, Medo-Persia, and number five, Greece. And then there was a sixth empire called the Roman Empire. And that was in John's day when the book of Revelation was written. You had the Roman Empire. And that was the sixth empire. Now, I'd like you to look with me and see what it says about that empire. And let's look at verse 8 of Revelation 17. I'll read it. You follow. It says, "The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven," this is verse 9, "the seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth." By the way, some people say, oh, those are the seven hills of Rome. No, a hill is not a mountain. A mountain here is talking about an empire that rules. And the seven heads are seven different empires, listen to me, that have arisen to persecute Israel and the Jewish people, and that try to get rid of the Jewish people because Satan is trying to stop God's kingdom from coming to this earth. Now, John wrote this under the Roman Empire, which was the sixth mountain or sixth world ruling empire of that day. And look at verse 10, what it says, "And there are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is, and the others not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space." Now, when John wrote this, he said there are seven kings, five are fallen. Okay, the Egyptian Pharaoh fell, the Assyrian fell, the Babylonian fell, the Medo-Persian Haman fell, and number five, the Grecian Antiochus Epiphanes fell. Now the sixth one was the Roman leader, the emperor of Rome. And in John's day, when he wrote this, Domitian was looking for emperor worship, and that was a big thing. You had to go to your city, and you had to see a burning statue of the Roman Caesar of John's day, and you sprinkled, if you were a Christian, they said, you could be a Christian, but you have to sprinkle some incense on this fire before the Roman statue leader, and you have to say Kyrios Kaiser, and that means Caesar is Lord. And so the people would line up, and they did that, and they could keep their own religion, but they had to, the main thing was secular humanism, Caesar's Lord. By the way, 666, that means man was made on the sixth day. Man is God. And so we're going to worship a man. And that's Satan's goal, to get his man worshiped, and therefore to worship Satan as well. And so the sixth one was in existence. But notice what he says here, if you look with me at verse number 10, "And there are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come." Well, that is one that's going to come after the Roman Empire, and when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And then it says in verse 11, "And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seven, and goeth into perdition." Now the question is, who is the seventh one in John's day that was going to come? Well, he's talking about a man that would be over an empire and would rise and fall. How many have heard of the rise and fall of Adolf Hitler? Yeah, he rose to power in the 1930s. He rose to power in Germany by an election, but it was done with trickery and deceit. He came to power and he took over absolute power. He called himself the Führer. That's the benevolent leader, and got everybody to look to him and worship him, in effect. And then he began to invade other countries, and he took over all these countries and had this Nazi empire. But what was the goal of the empire? I read a book called The Twisted Cross by Joseph Carr, and in that book, Hitler's goal was not to conquer the world mainly, although he wanted to conquer the world, but he wanted to conquer the world so he could kill every last Jew in the world. You see, people have killed more people than Hitler, like Mao Zedong and maybe Stalin and so forth. But they didn't just go after Jews like he did. He wanted to get rid of every Jew on earth. And he killed 6 million Jews in Europe. And if he would have taken over the world, if that would have been allowed, he'd have killed every Jew. Why did he do it? Satan was possessing him and moving him to do it, because antisemitism and hatred of Jews is Satan trying to stop Jesus from coming back and ruling over the world. Because God says when Israel accepts him as their Messiah, the whole nation will accept him. You can't allow that. And so Hitler wanted to stop the Jewish people from becoming a nation. And do you know what the interesting thing is? Haman wanted to get all these Jews killed in his day in the Persian Empire, and they wound up casting lots, and now the Jews were able to kill all their enemies, and Haman got hung on his own gallows. You know what happened to Hitler? He was going to wipe out the Jews and stop the Jewish nation from becoming, because Israel hadn't been a nation in almost 2,000 years. But do you know, because of what Hitler did, that led to Israel becoming a nation, May of 1904, it backfired on him. But I want to talk to you tonight. I don't have time, but I want to talk to you tonight about God's plan for the future and Satan's plan for the future. And it's here in the book of Revelation, and I believe that what we have seen in the past in the rise of Hitler has to do with the future. And the hatred of the Jewish people that we're now seeing has to do with the future. And I am just simply saying to you, by the grace of God, the Bible says the mystery of iniquity does already work. Satan is trying to get this one world government. It's going to be against the Jewish nation. It's going to be against the Jewish people. It's going to be against the Jewish Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. It's going to be against all of that, and it's going to arise. And some believers believe that we're going to be out of here, that we're not going to see that. No, there'll be a generation of believers that will have to face the rise of the future Führer and overcome him. And you say, how do you overcome him? By your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who we're going to talk about tonight and finish this message tonight, that is so important to understand. And a lot of Christians in America, they are not taught that any believer will be here that's in the church age for the rise of the future Führer. But I'm here to tell you, there'll be a generation of you that'll be here for his rise and his fall. Is it going to be my generation? I don't know. Is it going to be Cody's generation? I don't know. But I am saying that you will be asked by faith to overcome this city of Babylon and not take the mark, so that you cannot buy or sell legally under their system, and that you will not worship this man that we're going to talk about tonight that is coming. And a lot of people are confused about that, and they're more confused than a termite in a yo-yo because they're not understanding what the Bible says. But the book of Revelation was written not so that you could say, I'm not going to be here for any of this, but so that your faith can focus on the rise and fall of the pure and the rise of Jesus and the coming again of Jesus. And you're going to know what leads up to that, and you're going to be ready for his coming again. But let me just say in closing this morning, a lot of people are not going to be ready. And when they're presented with the opportunity, they're going to take that mark. And everybody that takes that mark in their hand or in their forehead and buys or sells are going to have to worship this man and say, in effect, Kyrios Kaiser, he's Lord. And right then it says you can never be saved. You were never saved. And you'll never be saved. And I saw when COVID came and how many people were deceived by COVID, how Satan is going to deceive people. And the only way you can be saved and protected against this great deception is you have to be a born-again Christian now. If you're a born-again Christian now, the Bible says he will give you the grace then to overcome and defeat, and you will not go along with this. God will give you the grace. You will not be defeated by it. But if you're not born again now, you will be defeated by it. And not everybody that says they're born again is saved. These things are written in the Bible that you may know you have eternal life. And you have a discernment from the Holy Spirit when you're born again that makes you realize that this antisemitism that's going on is not of God. When I see professing Christians and they're anti-Semitic and they're for the destruction of Israel, and when the dog bites, it's Israel. When the bee stings, it's Israel. When I'm feeling bad, it's Israel. I say something's wrong there. Have you been a born-again Christian? Do you know what the Bible says? You know, Jesus said in Matthew 25, on the first day of the millennium, when he comes back and sets up his kingdom, he's going to save a bunch of people that went through the day of the Lord. They weren't saved in the day of the Lord. They went through it, and they went through the great tribulation. He's going to put them on his right hand. He's going to save them right then and there. You know how they're going to get in his right hand? How they treated his Jewish brethren in the great tribulation. He said, you visited me in prison. You gave me food. You gave me drink. You did. When did we do this, Lord? They're not even saved yet. He said, because you did it to my Jewish brethren, the least of these, and to my brethren in Christ who believed. He said, come into my kingdom. And they'll go in their earthly bodies into that kingdom, and their eyes will be opened, and they'll know who Jesus Christ is. I'm saying it's so important that you're born again and that you have discernment from the Word of God, because we are moving into the end times. I don't know how long it's going to be, but I know the Bible says today is the day for you to do what God wants you to do. If I were you and I were in your shoes, I would get into this church. I would listen to the Bible. I would accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. I would serve God and just stay with him, because he will help you to overcome by focusing your faith on the one that's going to defeat the future fear. May God help you to do that. Let's bow for prayer. Every head bowed, every eye closed.